From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. As the U.S. eyes military strikes against Syria, in a few minutes we'll speak with a reporter who looks back at the attempts to better understand Iraqis and Afghans by bringing anthropologists into the equation.
But first to Capitol Hill, where Democrats and Republicans are debating military action against Syria's government. The president was asked today in Sweden why he decided to ask Congress to authorize the use of force. He said it was important because this is the kind of national security decision the U.S. is more likely to face in the future.
It's important for us to get out of the habit of just saying, well, we'll let the president kind of stretch the boundaries of his authority as far as he can. Congress will sit on the sidelines, snipe. If it works, the sniping will be a little less. If it doesn't, a little more, but either way, the American people and their representatives are not fully invested in what are tough choices.
And the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is considering that resolution and proposed language for it. NPR's digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian joins us now with more. Charlie, before we get into the debate in Congress, did you hear anything from President Obama today that may change the conversation on Capitol Hill?
Well, the bulk of Congress is publicly undecided at the moment, and there really wasn't anything new in the president's remarks that would change that reality. But I did see probably two aspects to his remarks that I think Congress would have at least noticed. And the first was that the president didn't take the bait when he was asked about how he would move forward if Congress voted against military action. He said that he believed that Congress would provide approval. But the second thing that I think Congress might have noticed, and particularly those members who don't have a very high opinion of the president to begin with, I think they would have noticed the president's focus on the circumstances of his red line statement that he made nearly a year ago. And I think they would have seen that as something of a defensive remark.
And remind us here, this is not your typical hawks versus doves divide in Congress. We saw Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader in the House, come out yesterday and sound very much like a hawk. What's going on in Congress with the hawks and the doves right now?
I think that's a really important point to make. The divisions in Congress on this issue aren't so easily characterized this time around. There are a variety of factions here, some of which are operating in typical historical fashion where you divide them into hawks and doves. But there are other factions here that I think are much more nuanced. The reality is that most members haven't taken a public position yet. And there are some that you could characterize as hawks and doves on military force in Syria. But there are also groups that appear skeptical. And there are also groups that have simply kept their cards very close to the vest, and they are insisting that they are reserving judgment until they've seen and heard all the evidence, and all signs indicate that that is their true position on this at the moment.
And who are the most opposed right now to action? Is it the libertarian wing, the Rand Pauls, or is it the very liberal Democrats?
Well, I think it's a little of both. You know, in some ways, it reveals that the two parties are very much in transition, that at least the congressional wings of the two parties. Public perceptions of the two parties on national security and defense have evolved over the years, and Democrats are no longer as defensive as they once were. On the Republican side, we're seeing signs of ongoing internal ideological conflicts, and you're seeing that in the rise of a growing body of libertarian-minded non-interventionists, and they're allying themselves with the progressive who have historically anchored the anti-war movement.
And is this ideological purely, or is there a politics at play here? I hate to say that because it's a very serious decision that they're making, but there is an election next year, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question to ask. I mean, we're talking about Congress, so there's always a degree of partisanship. Certainly some of the resistance is driven by a profound distrust of Obama on the right, and some of the support on the left will undoubtedly be from an unwillingness to buck a Democratic president on an issue of this kind of consequence. But by and large, this isn't really a situation that you can easily dismiss as a product of politics or our deep partisanship. We're a nation that's been through a decade of war, so that's a critical overlay here. And there are deeply held positions on both sides of the aisle on the use of force and the role of America in the world. And that's what appears to be driving the debate at this point.
NPR's digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian. Charlie, thanks so much.
Thank you.